Would he be better at Manchester United than Solskjaer?
Well, I'm only giving you my opinion. I believe so.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream wherever you get your podcasts and download the OTB Sports app.
It is 29 minutes past 8 on this Monday morning. We are turning our attention to the Allianz Leagues and we're starting with hurling this morning. Delighted to welcome Cyril Farrell back to the show. Good morning to you, Cyril.
Morning. How are things?
Not too bad at all. So there's been a lot of reaction to the first couple of weekends of hurling that we've seen. A lot of it has been negative. What's been your take on the fare of hurling that we've seen over the first 2 weeks of this year's league?
Well, I suppose, again, often at the start of a league, the referees are very strict on those. I suppose all the frees being given, like, now you have to have a really good free taker that will get 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 11 or that, because the free counts are going up. But like yesterday in PSA, it was interesting. They've always set up not to stop Limerick in the sense to play their own game. No sweepers, so it's shoved up in the limit puck out and didn't want to get bullied. That was the big thing that kind of came out of that game for me and watching it close. Like, they were making sure, like, the physicality of Limerick is very, very strong, but this time Gaul let them straight up and the free count went Gaul's way, you know, which was kind of, you know, unusual for a change, but definitely the free count for Gaul was way higher than, you know, it was higher compared to Limerick. I think it's about with a 22-14 in the count, like, and when you're nailing the freeze, like, it gives you a great chance of winning.
That seems to be the key metric in all of these games so far. If you're winning more freeze than your opponent, you've got a good chance of winning a game.
Yeah, well, you see, like, Limerick's style of play, like, is very physical. They're a very, very good team, a very physical team. But, like, for once, like, a team didn't go out to contain them. Gaul kind of faced them straight up. Whereas if you watched, say, the Tip Cork game on Saturday evening, Tip conceded all the puckouts, more or less, to Cork. They were the short game, and Tip were trying to break them down. If they broke them down and got a free to score. But other than that, they were kind of dependent on Cork's kind of short game to break down. Cork did some great hurling, and, you know, that's the kind of new style, I suppose, really, that kind of short game, working through the lines and, you know, having a pop pass and off the shoulder and get goals in the run. But, like, again, the free take, and even though Jason Ford is in an active free take last night or Saturday night, wasn't up to his usual high standards, even though he nailed the one near the end. But it showed, like, the free take is very, very, getting more important, and I suppose, like, the legislators have to have a look at it, because you don't want to have a free taker to win matches. You'd want to have more kind of flow in the game.
It's becoming too much, isn't it? Like, as you say there, it is the deciding factor in all of these. Like, what would you change or what would you do to ensure that it doesn't become too important, the free taking?
Well, I suppose you'd have to say, like, during the start of the league, you know, the rules are being enforced very, very, very much. Like, you'll always find as it goes on in the championship, it kind of eases down a bit. Like, you know, okay, the rule, like, about pulling down, but that's not where all the freeze or where all the talk is coming from. It's kind of coming from, kind of, say, you know, kind of touching the physicality. They're taking that physical element out of it so far anyway. Now, it might come back into it, and, like, there's a big outcry about it. But, you know, I suppose it's always there if you wanted to kind of follow the letter of the law. But, like, usually in hurling, it's kind of let flow. And now that it's been stopped, you know, like, it's causing consternation. After saying that, I had some great games. Like, Wexford came back from the dead yesterday against Clare again. When Clare the man stood off, Wexford kind of good at the running game, walked the ball through the lines, and I think had about two goals in a minute or two, changed the whole complexion of the game. And their free taking wasn't good yesterday, which, like, you know, and then to cap it all, you know, Connor got a free out at a nearly impossible angle and scored it after all that, you know, after missing frees, you know, so it was unusual, really.
Can I just talk a little bit about this? Because I was reading Eamon Donoghue's piece in the Irish Times before the All-Ireland hurling final last year, and he was talking about the free count, that Limerick have been racking up big numbers of frees, but they tended to be quite far from goal. So I'm not saying that it was a tactic or anything, but that they felt safe giving away frees far from goal. I don't know, are we getting to the point where you don't want teams to be tactically fouling in the full back line?
What you say is true, but most teams playing Limerick up to this didn't play with six forwards. They played usually with a sweeper to contain, to stop Limerick and kind of go back, kind of defend, to stop them from them working the ball through the lines. Yesterday, the big change was in the tactics that Gaul played their own game. They didn't actually go out, you know, they set up with six at the back, two midfield, six forwards, which is very unusual in the modern game, because usually they're kind of, you know, playing very defensive and kind of walking through the lines, and they kind of changed. They had a long ball and a short ball, but they set up kind of to suit themselves and to kind of meet Limerick's physicality head on. Now, the free count win goes away. Another day it could go the other way. John Kiely after the match was very upset about it, but that can happen, I suppose, really. Like, but it's early in the championship. And I expect Limerick next Sunday to bounce back with a big display. They're missing a few top players, and they're still very good. They're only kind of getting, you know, they're like a giant just kind of ambling along so far. Their big thing is to retain the All-Ireland, and the game in Pearse Stadium will be forgotten about, which will probably teach them a lesson. And like he's finding out like that some of the young players they brought on are good hurlers, but they're not ready for the real fray yet. Like, they're only still very young, you know.
Are Galway the second best team in the country at the moment?
Yeah, like, look, when all is said and done, like, Galway ended very close last year, and Limerick deserved to win, but like, Cathal Mannion was gone off injured, and Joe Cannon, that's going to happen. They're going off injured. And these are two talismen for Galway. Like, Mannion is playing over his skin. Joe Cannon looks fantastic shape, like, looks in great shape and got some great scores. He's a great hurler. These guys will be on any team. That's not saying that beat Limerick. Like, it promised to be a great summer, because like Cork will come in with their style of play, walking the fast puck out, going through the lines, like, you know. And Tip like seem to be kind of still relying on the older players, still very hard to beat, like, you know. And Waterford yesterday, all the panel and nearly got caught for Westmeath at a great game. So like things will begin to shape up. Wexford hard to beat. Clare will be very disappointed just because their performance was quite good, even though they were beaten. Now they have to win the next day out, but like Wexford will be very happy to have 4 points out of two games. And I suppose the team so far of the league so far has to be Antrim. I know they'll beat just by Kilkenny. It's a hard ask to go down to Nolan Park and win there, but Antrim have been kind of refreshing, really, like, you know. And I'd say Matty Kinney over Dublin will be kind of watching closely Antrim in the league because they're playing them in the championship, and that's not a foregone game between Dublin and Antrim by any means.
No, absolutely not. They've really been the story of the first 2 weeks. Just to go back just one last time to Limerick against Galway, Cyril, I just wanted to ask you about John Kiely's comments after the game. He's obviously been one of the main voices disagreeing with some of the new rules that have been brought into hurling. But he was also talking about Galway, and he said that when a player has the ball and they run at you and throw themselves on the ground and they're roaring and shouting, that's embarrassing. That's not part of the game. He called it simulation. Some clear examples. A couple were very embarrassing. None of us want to see that brought in as part of our game. Was that what Galway were at yesterday, Cyril? Was it a lot of simulation from them?
Well, he must have saw it that way. I didn't see it that way. You know, the one player showed it was like... Limerick are no soft touches, like, you know, like, they're a good, strong physical side and good hurlers, like, but so are Galway. And, like, after last year, the feeling in Galway would be that they were bullied in Croke Park, you know, that they felt they were bullied. For example, Joe Cannon got a good hard tackle, went down, I don't know, was a free given. No Galway lad even complained to the ref or tackled the Limerick lad. That was felt around the county, that these lads, you know, it's about time stood up. And I think yesterday they did stand up, like, and kind of face-to-face open. That was always going to happen, like, this year after what happened to Galway last year. That was the feeling. Whether it was or not, that was the feeling in the county. And people were saying, it's about time we stood up to these guys, because they are big and strong. So you have to be force-to-force. Like, you can't just divide them. So, you know, John Kiely, he's forewarned now, and since Galway have probably done Limerick a great favour, because like, they were kind of proven the last day against Tipperary out, like, it didn't seem that they minded to get beaten. And yet when Tip got in front about all the big ones, that they wanted to hold the record of not losing the game. And it'll probably be a relief that, you know, that they kind of picked themselves up again. And they will. You know, there's no doubt about that. Like, I think it's a great warning to John Kiely that what can happen on a given day. But, like, Galway are one of the few teams around that would have a lot of talent, and they have a lot of physical strength, the same as Limerick.
Mm. I'd say describing an opponent as diving in hurling is one of the terrible things you can say about an opponent. It kind of questions, I don't know, the integrity of your opponent and things like that.
Yeah, well, Galway wouldn't like that, no, I'll tell you that, because these guys, like, they'd be very honest players and they'd be good players. Like, you know, they've won all Irons and lost them. They've been around the block a lot, all the guys, young lads getting, you know, like, you know, there's a couple of young lads there coming on and fighting for the positions. And, you know, I don't know, maybe one occasion that I got tripped, but other than that, like, I was surprised, really, because, like, Limerick are a good physical team, like, and, like, you have to, like, when you live by the sword, you have to die by the sword. It's only a league game, you know, so he's probably trying to get the message across that Limerick are being penalised too much for being physical. They do live at the edge, they hurl on the edge, and last year didn't count, like, you know, these three aren't going against them. This time they are, so, like, they will have to curtail their tackling. There's no doubt about that, because, like, they're giving these frees away, like, tip against them lived on frees. and drew the match. They hardly got a score from player for a long time, Tipton, but yet they were quite content to pull out the full forward line, let Limerick have the ball, and kind of contain and wait for a mistake and kind of punish a free. That's what Tip did against them. And, you know, like, but I think Limerick will learn, and they'll just kind of curtail the tackling a little bit. And, you know, God, you know, in the Championship, I think it's God help them beat them because they're still a great team.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to Cork then, Cyril, they seem to be another county who've realised that adding a bit of grit to their game, especially in defence, is what's required for them to finally step up and contend for an All-Ireland. Is that what you've seen over the first couple of weeks, that this is a team that isn't going to die so easily?
Yeah, like, look, they're lovely hurdles. They always have been lovely hurdles, and they're very, very good hurdles. But now, like, again, it's the kind of the modern game. A lot of people won't like it. You know, a lot of people, they say, good God almighty. I had 3 phone calls yesterday when people said, is this the modern game from Saturday night? You know, the kind of the sharp puck out, sweeping through the lines. Now, you see, Tip conceded the puck out, so it was easy for them to puck a chart because they're going to win it and, you know, kind of work it through the lines and pop off the shoulder and kind of walk the ball into the net. But now, that's an art in itself, and they are very, very good hurlers. But, like, their defence has tightened up, but you'd expect nothing else. But, like, with the rock and roll of Grady in there, like, that would be their masterpiece, like. And they have very, very good players. Now, if you give Cork room to dance, they will dance. You know what I mean? But after saying all that, they got 2 very good goals against Tipperary and definitely drew the match. So, like, there will be kind of questions about themselves again when they come up against kind of a team that won't let them have that with challenge on the puck out. You know what I mean? That will shove up on the puck out. So, in other words, you have to win your own ball, which to them now will be hard enough to do. But they are lovely hurlers, like, and Young Comas in your back is staying out of his skin, you know. These guys up front are lovely. And Young Connery there, so I'm playing with him 1 year or 2 ago, and he came on. These guys are good hurlers, like, they have the hurling ability. Now, when they meet Limerick in the Championship, they're going to have to be able to stand up to the physicality of Limerick as well, because, like, you know, Limerick has fellas that have to take tackles, cut through them, and, you know, and use their strength legally. So it's going to be a great summer. It's hopping up already. And I suppose you'd have to say as well, the hurlers are lucky. The second chance, whereas the poor footballers, well, if you have a poor day at the office or get caught with a late goal, you're gone for the year. It's tough on them, like.
Sir, like, I wanted to ask you about the experience in the backroom team of Cork. It's kind of, I was comparing it to the supergroup, the Travelling Wilburys yesterday. They've got players and management from every generation going back to the early 80s involved with the team. Just how important is that going to be, do you think?
Well, you see, Cork are very traditional and proud county, they haven't been winning, and they're probably not used to not winning. Like, you know, so they put everything, like, they're leaving no stone unturned. They're not afraid to ask the young and the old out to help. And typical Cork, like, everyone gets behind the team, and if they get in and win, you know, if they get on a run, they'll be very, like, they have a great hurling ability and great tradition. Now, the likes of, say, Dunne O'Grady, who had Noel and the Rock and these guys and Jerk Gordon, and, like, you know, they're real hurling men. Like, I've learned the trade, playing the game with colleges, the whole lot, like, kind of, we call it a modern game. That's what they're trying to play now, because it kind of suits their hurlers. They're able to play kind of lovely flick hurling off the shoulder, and they are using the pace. Now, where they're going to run into trouble is, as I say, they have to fight for the puck out, and when they're hit with tackles hard, like, you know, when these lovely passes are coming, in other words, to stop the run. That's what they're going to have. But, like, if they get it run in the Championship, they could come overnight. Now, we're saying that for a good while, because it's a good while since Cockwood and all that. But they are a very exciting team to look at, and they're. But to me now, the first match against Limerick is going to be something else, because you're talking about a kind of a running shot off the shoulder team against a team more or less the same, like Limerick the same, but a lot more physical and have that experience of winning. And, like, when you put out all the Limerick, when you get the whole team out together and the move well, they're still very hard to stop.
They're scoring goals this year. That's the kind of difference between previous seasons where, you know, in that Tip game at the weekend, they might have lost that a couple of years ago or last year.
They are going for the jugular, because they have the pace. When the point is on, they're not taking, they're going that extra yard, drawing the man and walking kind of, you know, the hand pass off the shoulder. It's like a football thing, really. Lots of the hurling crowd, the older generation, like, they're wondering, when are they going to hit the ball, even, you know, like, he's a long ball. It's all about kind of position, though, but they are good at it, and they have the pace to exploit it. And what is very nice against Tip was, even the subs of Brahan, like, the guys who kind of maybe get a bit tired up front, the subs of Brahan were very, very effective. So they are getting a room into their panel, and they're going to have about 20 players that they can use in the Championship, which you need where the modern day is going, especially, like, you know, with all the with the running game that they have. But when they meet the Championship, where they're going to get a hard tackle when they're making that run, that's when you really see what they're made of.
You mentioned that tactical point in Cork Tip, the surrendering of the opposition puck out. Like, I think maybe in big football games, teams have reached a point where doing that maybe isn't wise. Do you think hurling is going to eventually develop that way, where surrendering the puck out just doesn't make sense?
Tipperary have played two games now against Limerick and against Cork, and they've more or less surrendered the puck out and then, you know, kind of broke it down out the field and pinned them turnovers. Mm. And, you know, like Galway, say last year, played a sweeper against Limerick, but it was very noticeable yesterday that the pace was fair up and every puck out was contested and under the high ball. Now, Limerick are good under the high ball. It was very noticeable that Galway puck outs were more or less go down on top of Joseph Cooney, wing forward. Now, he's a big unit and he was under pressure on the high ball, but ball. They didn't mind. Galway seemed they didn't mind not getting the high. Once they were getting ready for the break of the ball, they seemed to have that worked out. Like big unit again, something like Gareth Hegarty, big and strong and forceful. And that's the kind of the outlet that they have on the long ball. Short ball is lovely, you know, if the opposition give it to you. But like, you know, even against Clare yesterday, you know, we have a Quilligan playing and goals for Clare and playing well. But like when the puck out goes wrong and the opposition get the ball bang over the bar, you know. It looks, that's when it breaks down, it looks terrible. So, but you have to live by it if you're going to run it like Cork are sticking to it, I'd say, and they're going to stick to it. So, it'd be interesting to see how the game goes on. Like, and, you know, they have the players. Limerick are still ahead of the posse and the rest are chasing. But, like, Galway kind of showed how to beat Limerick and kind of at least give others a glimmer of hope, because for a while there, they were unbeatable. Like, it's very hard to stay unbeatable. I think in the long run, it'll do John Kiley a lot of good actually to get beaten and just kind of start the game, but they're still the champion.
Yeah, and then on the general thing, hopefully you're right as well about the free count diminishing as the weeks go by. Hopefully referees are.
I think it will. That's gone down through the history of the GAA, like the start of the leagues. Like, you know, you'll see Championship Hurling where, you know, it'll be still kind of physical and, you know, tundra stuff, which we kind of need in Hurling. We don't need it to be like a tennis match, bing bong, ping pong, free here, free there. Like, we don't need that. We need the flow, and the sooner they get back to that, the better.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed it actually turns out that way. Just very briefly before we wrap, Cyril, are you concerned about Clare at all? Obviously, Antrim last weekend and that collapse yesterday with all the off-the-field sagas that occurred over the course of the winter. It's impossible to separate those two things. It's only the league, but it hasn't been a good start to the league.
No, it hasn't, but it's important that the lads over the team concentrate on the team. Like, they still have a good team. Like, now, yesterday, to be fair, Tony Kelly went off. You're missing Shane O'Donnell, you're missing David Reedy, you're missing these kind of good lads, you know, that would be on the team. Now, they still played very well, and for most of the game, they were well on top. But in that, like, you have to realise that the Wexford free taken was an off day. You know what I mean? They should never have been that far behind. But they were, and Clare were quite happy. And if you were listening to the counter group, they were kind of cruising, you know what I mean? Or seemed to be cruising the whole time. And the next thing, they were hit with these goals. But like the modern day, like the likes of Simon Dunne, who got a fantastic goal, he was playing cornerback yesterday, like number four in your back or number two. That doesn't matter anymore. You have to be able to travel. And like Wexford are playing the kind of the short game, travelling with the ball, going forward and playing it across the pitch, working up together. And again, when it works, it looks lovely. When it breaks down, of course, they're all roared. Well, there's no one there to roar to me, but everyone is kind of upset at them. But like that's Davy's game, and he's not going to change. Like Kevin Foley will be back there. He mightn't like the word sweeper with Cod, whichever, like an extra defender. He's protecting the full back line, and they'll attack and draw. They did it yesterday. And like on song, they're a hard team to beat. Be interested to see themselves in Kilkenny when they meet again, like, because again they're two very physical teams.
Cyril Farrell, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks a million.
Well, pleasure is mine.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.